Governor Andrew Cuomo's clean energy goals include transitioning the state to 100% carbon-free electricity by 2040. One way of doing that, says New York Power Authority Project Management Vice President Patricia Lombardi, is to make sure the Niagara Power Project's main facility, the Robert Moses Niagara Power Plant, is modernized.
The Niagara Power Project is a hydroelectric facility, so by nature it is clean, renewable generation. So it is a plant, a facility. It's pretty unique in its operation. So it's really important that we keep that plant reliable and running.
A big portion of the project is improving the control systems. Lombardi says that includes cybersecurity.
There's definitely a technical component in terms of design. We'll certainly be looking for new technologies. The last time the plant really had a significant investment was, you know, approximately 25, 30 years ago. So things have changed quite along those lines.
NYPA's Board of Trustees approved the investment at its July 30th meeting. Lombardi says NYPA officials have been looking where to target investing over the past 2 years.
We've been doing some performance testing, targeted analysis to really look at the critical infrastructure there. We did go through an effort where we basically put sensors across the entire machine and we monitored it for a period of time to really look at where we needed to gear the investment.
At $1.1 billion, this becomes the largest capital project in NYPA's history. Work will be handled in 4 phases. Besides the control systems, they include an inspection of the Robert Moses plant's penstocks, refurbishing the 630-ton crane that enables mechanical work at the plant, and building a new backup control room and replacing old mechanical parts. Work is planned to begin later this year. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.